and even the doctors told me not to do it. So you feel the emotion I have for this. So thank you for the journey, and I look forward to hearing from you, hopefully in social media, on the blog or my website, to understand and to hear what the kinds of impact and how you've changed your life as a result of this work. So let's begin, and it begins with two quotes. The future has many names. For the weak, it's unattainable. For the fearful, it's unknown. And for the bold, it's ideal. Victor Hugo. And our second one, to avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. Aristotle. Section 1. Welcome to the jungle. The journey begins with this first step. Chapter 1. It's your money, it's your life, take control. Money's a good servant, but a bad master. Sir Francis Bacon. Money. Few words have the power to provoke such extreme human emotions. A lot of us refuse to even talk about money, like religion, sex, or politics. The topic's taboo at the dinner table and off limits in the workplace. We might discuss wealth in polite company, but money is explicit, it's raw, it's garish, it's intensely personal and highly charged. It can make people feel guilty when they have it, or ashamed when they don't. But what does it really mean? For some of us, money is vital and crucial, but not paramount. It's simply a tool, a source of power used in the service of others and a life well lived. Other people are consumed with such a hunger for money that it destroys them and everyone around them. Some are even willing to give up the things that are far more valuable to get it, their health, their time, their family, their self-worth, and unfortunately, in some cases, even their integrity. But at its core, money is about power. We've all seen how money can have the power to create or the power to destroy. It can fund a dream or start a war. You can provide money as a gift or wield it as a weapon. It can be used as an expression of your spirit, your creativity, and your ideas, or your frustration, your anger, and your hate. It can be used to influence governments and individuals. Some marry for it, and then they find out the real price of money. But we all know that at some level, it's an illusion. Money isn't even gold or paper today. It's zeros and ones in banking computers. What is it? It's like a shapeshifter or a canvas. It assumes whatever meaning or emotion we project on it. In the end, money isn't what we're after, is it? I mean, think about it. What do we really, really want? What are the feelings and the emotions we think money will create for us? The feeling of empowerment, or of freedom, or security, or of helping those we love and those in need, or just of having choice, of the feeling of being alive? Money is certainly one of the ways we can turn the dreams we have into the reality we live. But even if money is just a perception, an abstract concept, it doesn't feel that way when you don't have enough of it. I've been there, I bet you have too. And one thing's for sure, you either use money or it uses you. You either master money or on some level, money masters you. How you deal with money reflects how you deal with power. Is it an affliction or a blessing, a game or a burden? When I was choosing the title of this book, a few people were actually outraged at the suggestion that money could be a game. How could I use such a frivolous term for such a serious topic? But hey, let's get real. As you'll soon see, the best way to change your life is to find people who are already achieving what you want and then model their behavior. You want to master your finances? Find a financial master and imitate what he or she does with money, and you'll have found a pathway to power. I can tell you right now, I've interviewed many of the wealthiest people literally in the world, and most of them do think of money as a game. Why else would anyone work 10 or 12 hours a day after they've made billions of dollars? And remember something. Not all games are frivolous. I tell people games are a reflection of life. Some people sit on the sidelines and some play to win. How do you play? And I want to remind you something. This is a game you and your family can't afford to lose. So here's my promise to you. If you'll stay with me and follow these 7 simple steps in this book, the steps that have been distilled from the world's most successful financial players, you and your family will win this game and you can win big. But to win, you have to know the rules, and you've got to learn the best strategies for success from those who've already mastered the game. The good news is you can save years of time and do it in just a few minutes by simply learning the pitfalls to avoid and the shortcuts to experience lasting financial success. The financial industry often works to make this topic feel incredibly complex, but in reality, once you get past the jargon, it's